Governor Rick Scott is termed out, and there's a fairly crowded field in the race to succeed him. 17 candidates, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, other third parties, and those with no party affiliation. But while many are running, few are considered to be serious candidates, according to Charles Zeldin, a political scientist at Nova Southeastern University.
Likely, there's only three or so on each side that have a reasonable chance at winning the primary. Totally normal. It's a big state. It's expensive to run in. You know, even though they are on the ballot, doesn't mean that you got a chance of winning it.
The political ads have been, for the most part, above the belt in the early stages of the governor's race, as evidenced by these from Republican Adam Putnam and Democrat Gwen Graham.
We're here in downtown Pensacola at the Doghouse, a great, iconic small business where we're bringing in other small business owners from all over Pensacola to have a roundtable to talk about ways that we can make Florida the launchpad for the American dream.
Everything I do is through the prism of being a mom. 20 years with one party, running everything with all the wrong priorities. The Florida legislature have not taken Medicaid expansion. They have hurt education. They have used the lottery to reduce funding, but we're going to take it back.
But don't expect the positives to last much longer, says Zeldin.
The easiest type of ad to run is a negative ad. It takes money to put together a good positive ad. You know, if you're going to run a short, pithy, 15-second, 30-second ad, it's going to be negative. I'm surprised they're not running yet.
In the U.S. Senate race, Rick Scott, who wants to unseat Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson this fall, is attacking Nelson's 40-plus years in Washington.
I think Bill Nelson should come home.
Nelson has been in office
1,000 years.
Been in Congress forever.
He's not a bad guy, but it's time for someone new.
I do not think Bill Nelson has new ideas.
For now, Nelson is holding his fire.
I flew on the space shuttle, and when I look back at our planet, I didn't see political divisions. I saw how we're all in this together, bound by timeless values we all share.
Zeldin says that could be a part of Nelson's overall strategy.
He's kind of running a rope-a-dope defense. He's just trying not to let Scott define him in the race. But at some point, he's going to have to go on the offensive against Scott. And I suspect by mid-July, you can start seeing him do that.
Also open are two cabinet offices, Agriculture Commissioner and Attorney General. Add to that 22 state Senate and all 120 House seats in play, with more than 20 incumbents already cruising to re-election because no one signed up to run against them. Zeldin says any blue wave in Florida this year could crash into a red seawall.
The way the state of Florida is laid out geographically, there's simply too many seriously Republican-leaning districts and Senate seats in Florida. You don't need to gerrymander Florida to give the Republicans an advantage. Geography has done that.
The GOP has controlled state government for two decades, but Democrats are pointing to their ability to recruit candidates for this year's elections for every open state Senate seat and in many House districts. Plus, there are a record 82 Democratic women seeking legislative office nationwide.
It depends partly on how many of them make it through the primary. The big impact of these Democratic women running is that they stand a stronger chance of winning because in many ways the decision in swing districts and in Republican districts is going to be suburban women.
In order to take control of the Florida Senate, Democrats need to gain 5 seats. Republicans must gain 3 seats to have the 2/3 supermajority with which they can override a governor's veto.
In the off-term elections, suburban women have been breaking Democratic and in large numbers. If that continues, I suspect they're more likely to vote that way if there's a Democratic woman who's running. The fact that there's a lot of women running on the Democratic side might help tip the balance.
Historically, midterm elections have been the Rodney Dangerfield of politics. No respect in the forms of little interest in small turnouts. But in 2018, many consider this a referendum on President Donald Trump, even though he's not on the ballot. Nova Southeastern's Charles Zeldin says Trump likely will be able to gin up the usual GOP turnout during the campaign. But the question is, can the Democrats counter that?
One of the reasons that Republicans do better in midterms is that Republican voters are more likely to come up and vote. If you do see, you know, high numbers from the African-American community, the Latin community, and high numbers of younger voters, it can definitely result in the blue wave.
But if they don't show up November 6th, Zeldin says it's business as usual for the Republicans, who will do relatively well. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.